What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
4 o'clock, good to have you with us. Talk some Lions today. And now I'm going to cede the podium. Mike Stone would like to present to you this meth-infused playoff proposal from the Big Ten.
Yes, the Big Ten leaked somehow over the weekend. It sounds like they actually took a leak. This possibility of a new playoff system that could go from anywhere 24 to 28 teams. And that's enough to make you basically puke. But once again, the Big Ten, in their infinite wisdom, decided, you know what? Just like with the possible 16, that we have to have, what, 5 automatic bids from our conferences, us and the SEC? No, we're going to do something different. We're going to have a playoff where we're going to guarantee 7 automatic bids for the Big Ten and the SEC. And then you have your playoff. And then you have the ACC would have 5 teams and the Big 12 would have 5 teams. 28 teams or possibly just 24. Let me just refresh your memories here. You know who was tied for 7th place in the Big Ten standings last year?
I can venture a guess.
Okay. It would be 2 schools that start with
Iowa.
The same letter. No, Iowa would be in. They were the 6th place team.
Oh, goody.
Mm-hmm.
I root for the punter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Minnesota and Michigan. Both were 5-4 in conference last year.
There you go.
So just what you want to see, and granted, as you know, I'm a Michigan team, I want to see a team without a quarterback in the playoff. I want to see a team that's basically known for rowing the boat in the playoff. Minnesota, who was... I mean, come on here. What are we trying to do? We're just trying to make this bigger and bigger and just more money. What's the purpose? The whole deal with the playoff, in a lot of people's mind, changed the way we look at the regular season anyway. Not me per se, but 12, no matter what you think, was pretty good. You had some blowouts in there, but most of the teams that were in there, you see, you know what? They deserve to be in there. You know, they won their conference. Arizona State proved with the game against Texas, that was a good game. And there are good, better teams that didn't make it. Now, you are guaranteeing every good team to make it, but you're also guaranteeing crap making it. And to me, in college football, unlike professional sports at a certain level, or even the NCAA basketball tournament, crap should not be rewarded. I don't know what else to say.
You're adorable. You're missing it. You're really missing what this is.
Well, it's all about the money and the television.
The sport's dead. Well, it's gone. No, this is nothing more than government cheese NFL. The networks run this thing. They're running the same model they ran with the NFL. They will oversaturate it. They will simply cater to TV. And the regular season will go the same way the regular season in college basketball went when they expanded the tournament and re-expanded the tournament.
And are still thinking about doing it to a...
And they will do it.
Yes.
The reality is they are killing future generations of sports fans because what college football was is dead. What it should be is dead. And what you're going to get is this. And I'm sorry. First of all, I don't think this has a snowball's chance in hell of passing. But do I think they will end up with a 16+8 model? Meaning, okay, 12 auto bids.
Right.
But then we're going to have 8 teams play 4 play-in games to make the field of 16. Yes, I think you'll see 20. I do think you'll see at least 6 or 7 from the Big Ten and SEC. The reality is, not to go back to this because I have zero interest in it, but Friday's decision with Michigan, all that did was really invite the Big Ten and the SEC to leave the NCAA.
Right.
Form their own Super League and do exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you know what else they're going to do? They're going to do what the ACC is going to do. ACC has claimed they're going to do is they're going to have revenue sharing based on brand, based on what the school brings in. That's what the ACC is going to do. That's how they're going to keep Florida State there and all those things.
Great. What, so the rich get richer.
What they're going to do in the Big Ten is say, you know, we're sorry, Northwestern. We're sorry, this school, that Rutgers. You're not going to make your share of bowls or whatever because you're not important enough. You're important enough to be in there so we can get you the market of the Big Ten network, but you're not important enough to share with us.
So what do you want me to say to that? The rich get richer?
Of course.
Then why have conferences? Why have Northwestern exist at all? Why have Wake Forest? Why have Pitt? Why have any of these schools?
Because just each conference needs bottom feeders.
No, but no, you don't. You really don't. Not if you want to cater to a good product. Look, it's not an honest product anymore. It's no different than the WWE. This is a made-for-TV farce. So if you guys still love it, I wish you good luck. If you're still spending money on tickets and NIL and you're, hey, man, live your life. I'm not a boat guy. Plenty of people like boats and spend a ton of money on them. Go live. But don't ask me to like this because I see what this is. And it's nonsense. So Stoney, I want Stoney to ask you guys a question. I'd love to talk to you guys about it.
The question is, do you care? Because I think this is a farce. However, I admit it. You know, next week, even in the week zero games, but, you know, when the season starts, I'll be watching just like I will normally.
But it doesn't feel the same.
Because it's entertainment.
It's just not the same.
But it is. It's entertainment. And
it's not the look.
As disgusting it is as it is, for me, more than professional sports, it's still your school, your team you root for, the jersey,
but
still gets you somewhat excited.
No. Hold on. Now, this is a problem. I can't lecture you on this, nor do I have the time or the inclination. But as someone who went to the school they actually root for,
right,
let me tell you unequivocally, this is not the same. It does not feel the same. And anyone I talk to, they're not Spartans. They're just whores. They're just there for their John for the night. And the agents and families are the pimps. That's all this is.
You're saying
and the first
fans
time,
are whores?
No,
oh,
the, players.
Okay, just
because
sure.
Ultimately, they're not there because they want to be. You have players leave situations they don't want to leave for worse situations. Hello, Bo Prabula. The kid who left Penn State may not be Missouri's starter. He left his team during the playoff. These kids who go to Michigan State, they won't even be there long enough to know the fight song. College football was based on this one thing. I never deluded myself into believing their college experience was the same as mine.
Right.
But at least lightly, they had to go to class.
Correct.
They had to play pretend. And they were there for the long haul. You live there. You develop there. That is so dead that now ask me to name 25 Spartans. I can't do it. And that's my team. Because now all this is one big hooker market.
Well, let me ask you a question.
That's all it is.
But if, and in all due respect, if the Spartans were really good, wouldn't you know like 40 guys?
No. Okay, but Mike, think about it. I'm the same guy you've known for 20 years.
I know.
I'd name all 85 plus the walk-ons.
Yes.
It is there. None of this feels authentic anymore because here's the problem. These players, whatever school they go to, they're not actually at that school. When Keon Coleman transferred, he said he was taking his talents to Tallahassee for 9 months. That's what he said.
I know.
They're not even at the school.
He would have rather
been
at Michigan State.
Look, and I understand, right? You can, a lot of people can block it out, but you're talking to me.
I know.
As someone who went to the school, no, I feel no connection with this. I don't feel like they're my guys. I don't feel like they're living in and walking in the halls and pathways that I walk. It is just nonsense. And you don't feel like you're even recruiting anymore. I was told something, it just blew me away. The idea of relationship recruiting is dead.
Oh, listen.
Then what are you committing to?
Right.
You don't take a job that you hate without some form of relationship 90% of the time. It's who you know.
Tom Izzo was on the morning show and he says, look, I know people give me crap for whatever. He says, I can't change who I am. I believe in relationships, and you can't, and it's not the same anymore, where you have guys come back for reunions and now they'll come back and they were there for maybe a year.
Right. Well, or even better, you go to a place, you take the money, you develop relationships, then you ask for 3 raises in 3 months, and you end up getting launched out of a cannon by your coach. You end up at UCLA. They have to go out and find a different QB, and you go, what happened here? We gave you the first 2 raises.
Yeah.
Nico Iamaleava.
Right.
So look, I'm the wrong guy to talk to because I'm so grossed out by all of it. It's just this thing that I do for work. Bottom line, I'm not afraid to tell my audience that, and I'm sorry if that disappoints you. But the guy who used to yell and scream about, what do you want from me? Well, I mean, what is it? So you need to ask them a question where, look, if they go to this bigger, badder playoff, all it's going to do is further devalue the regular season. Let me help you with something. Michigan and Ohio State doesn't mean bupkis. Because they can both lose the game and still make the playoff.
Right.
Doesn't mean anything.
But
Ohio State lost, one of the worst losses in the history of the school, right?
And they won the national championship.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Yeah.
Hey, how about that Big Ten title game last year? Wasn't it dramatic? Cutscene. No, it wasn't. No. They both made the playoff.
Well,
how about the SEC title game? Both made the playoff. ACC title game. Both made the playoff.
Conference championship games were never my cup of tea. So
okay,
that does
enough.
Nothing for me.
But the idea but that
the
they
big,
want.
But the big rivalry games, I don't give a rat's ass what you say or anybody says about the playoffs. Michigan,
nothing's
Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama, whatever.
Nothing's on the line.
The hate's still there.
If you
so
go
those
to that,
games are still important.
But you can't hate somebody when even if they beat you, you can't be mad about
yes,
it because it doesn't mean anything.
Ask the people in Ohio, Columbus.
They don't care. They won a national championship that doesn't have an asterisk on it.
But because they're a-holes that they don't think
Mike
right.
Stone.
They don't think right.
What?
Of course.
Okay. I'll tell you what, time out.
There are people there who would rather have beaten Michigan than win the national championship.
Hey, anybody out there, would you like to select your favorite chowder? 248-539-9797. I want to continue this.
Clam chowder, the white stuff.
Okay. Kenny and David, feel free to participate. Somebody gets down his meds.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, we are kicking around this nonsense Big Ten proposal that leaked out this week. And what is it,
Either 24 or 2018 playoff.
Is this what you guys want? I mean, is that the simplest way to ask it?
I don't think anybody wants it. I think every college football fan, every prognosticator, guru, whatever word you want to use, is absolutely against this, which makes me feel that it's going to happen. Because they don't give a rat's ass about what's right. I agree with you on that. The only thing we disagree on is I still think once the Saturdays start, people will still enjoy their college football.
No, they're welcome to, but like you can polygraph it. Do I care the way I used to?
No,
absolutely
not. I'm not saying you're
it's totally ridiculous. No. It's just a turnoff. Everything they've done for 5-6 years has been the wrong move, and now we're to a point where they've done exactly what they did to college basketball. They've poisoned the regular season. You don't need to watch it. And they're trying to create a playoff that is big enough to subsidize the rest of the sport. Think about if college basketball's March Madness is worth how much. What would a football version of that be in a football-crazed society? The networks own the sport. That's it.
I know.
ESPN owns the SEC. Fox owns the Big Ten. That's it. And they're driving the bus. So if you want to enjoy it, God bless, but know who you're getting in bed with. David, go ahead. What's going on?
Once thought as a Spartan, you were a Spartan, you were a Wolverine. Now that is no more. You are there just for maybe a year.
No, because it's not Spartan football or Wolverine football or anything. It's just private equity presents guys dressed in green and white. I mean, think about it. Private equity is buying up college football programs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not even about the college anymore. So it's like, it'll eventually be Wolverines football brought to you by Vanguard. And it's not a thing anymore. It's synthetic. These guys don't even know where they are.
In the words of B.B. King, the thrill is gone. That's how I feel about college football as of late. They've ostracized their fan base, and I want to watch it all burn. Go Blue. That is from Scott in Carlton.
How about, I did not have B.B. King on the bingo board today. No, congratulations.
That's right. By the way, bad news for Michigan football fans. Their five-star freshman offensive tackle, Andrew Babaloa, suffered a season-ending knee injury in practice.
He was going to play anyway.
No, he was. He was possibly going to.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? He would have been destroyed.
Well, whatever. But
I'm just saying, again, the freshman O-tackle thing, miss me with it. How'd Caden Proctor look as a freshman? I'll tell you how he looked. Fat and slow.
Right.
Freshman left tackle. That's not a thing. There's Orlando Pace, and then there's everyone else ever born.
Yeah, he was in the mix, though. Allegedly.
Fine enough.
Okay.
Sorry. I get so upset because I don't care if we were doing radio in Miami.
I know.
And you tried to tell me about the five-star left tackle they got. Newsflash.
This is not a. I know it's a.
I'm not mad at you.
I know.
I get mad at the hype and the nonsense. And it's not about the kid.
I know.
Kid probably has a wonderful future ahead of him. The reality is it takes probably 3 years to truly break in and be a high-level lineman. Is that fair?
That's
red
fair.
Redshirt plus two.
Yes.
I think it's perfect timing to read this one. Why are mommy and daddy fighting?
I'm sorry. I apologize. We bring a little passion to the table.
No, it's good.
Maybe Stoney should go silent like the morning show. Hey, John, what do you think about Michigan? John, you there? John. I honestly thought he took the day off, and then at one point he burped, and I figured out he was in studio.
I heard him talking to him. They were on remote today.
Yeah, he just went silent during certain parts. Go ahead, David.
NIL is killing college sports, and it's sad to see.
It's not the NIL. It's the portal, if you're going to go. I don't think people care about the players making money.
I'm fine with players making money. My issue is there's no regulation of what it takes to be an NIL agent, and some of these agents are taking 30%.
Right.
And, are you kidding me? The mafia offers a better deal.
And these schools and these players who go to their three or four schools, that's the problem.
Yes.
I mean, the only person who's, actually making money is if they still have them is the program sellers at the stadium. You need a program to figure out who's
a program?
Whatever.
Who buys those?
I don't know.
A program.
Do they even still sell them anymore? I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
Whoever has, the roster cards. I don't know.
The roster cards?
Get your program.
Hey, up next, Stoney takes the train to the game. You're going to wear a suit to the big house, too, like it's 1948?
Well, if I had a roster, but of course, the big house, you can't get any internet in that damn place, so you can't even go on your phone to look at a roster.
Take it easy. Go ahead.
I can't wait to buy my program this year.
Stoney's home watching his programs. You go to Tommy, 97.1. Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, Tom. What's on your mind?
So, we might as well just put a whole Division I college football playoff in next, 135 teams. Hawaii versus OSU. Can't wait.
Line it up.
But back to the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, I'm a Buckeye. We could care. Me personally, I could care less if we lose that game. And it's not as much any more meaning with the playoffs because we could play three times in 1 year.
Yep. Oh, especially in this expanded format?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Tommy, that's the whole point. Look, why was 2006 so amazing and so dramatic? It was winner take all, two top five teams, the Sean Crable game. Tommy, what feeds the rivalry is the fear of not getting bleep talked all year, of that plus knowing that team ended your season. That's all gone.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Good talk. No, but that's what made it so dramatic.
And
again, cheating aside, that's what made 2021 so dramatic. 2022 so dramatic. Like, win or dead. That's the magic of what I grew up with college football.
Right.
Now, hey, if you want to make it the NFL, you can, but here's the problem. The product isn't good enough to be the NFL.
True.
And the separator is what made college different, distinctly different. I don't need what I get on Sunday on Saturday. I don't.
And if they wanted to make it different, they wouldn't make the playoff bigger.
No.
It's that simple.
No. But again, the networks are running it. There's no eye on what's good for the sport. Here's what you could do in your free time, people. Next time you're taking a grumpy, go look at all the rivalries we've lost in the last 5 years because of conference expansion and or conference defection. Go look at it. You will be shocked at the rivalries that simply don't exist anymore.
Oh, I know. I mean, for example, off the top of my head, and it's more in basketball, obviously.
Here he goes.
No, I'm not going way, way back. But like
Holy Cross versus Princeton.
No, like North Carolina, Maryland. I mean, that was a great ACC basketball.
Of all the rivalries. You didn't go Michigan, Notre Dame.
I was thinking college basketball.
Guys, Canisius versus Niagara.
No, come on. No, I'm not doing that.
Guys, Mike Stone here. Let me tell you about the Big Five.
No, I didn't. I was going ACC.
What's your favorite Palestra memories?
College basketball. No, I purposely didn't do that.
True or false, you were the St. Joe Hawk. All right.
Do you know the St. Joe Hawk gets a scholarship?
Yes, because he has to wave his arms the whole damn game.
I know, which is not easy.
I don't know why the costume looks so cheap. It looks like they cut up VHS tapes to make the feathers. That poor guy, that thing looks terrible.
I know.
248-539-9797. David, are you okay?
I'll get there soon.
All right.
No, I didn't go old school. You should be proud of me.
All right. Guys, I went College of Chicago versus Dartmouth. You don't understand hate until you've seen that.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We'll get back into the Lions a little bit, some declarative statements from the weekend, and a Tom Pelissero report. But Stoney, you've got something that, once again, you seem very agitated today.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. The more I think about it, it's not as crazy as I first thought, but it would absolutely kill traditionalists. Okay?
What's this?
Rob Manfred was in the...
I hate the idea already.
Okay.
Rob Manfred's awful.
You know what? The pitch clock has helped baseball a lot, so I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, can he fix the fact that the season is a death march?
Well, that's not going to help traditionalists who love the fact that there's 162 games.
Do you realize there's still like 40 games to go?
Yeah, Tiger's magic number is 30. Anyway.
Oh, great.
Anyway, he went on the ESPN broadcast last night of the Mets and the Mariners. And said that there might be a possible realignment in baseball coming if the owners agree to expansion, which they've been talking about. Look, in fairness, baseball hasn't expanded in a long time.
Because two-thirds of the teams don't even try.
Well, that's a whole different. Look, he'd love to have a salary cap, which would make more teams try, obviously, because you'd have a floor. I mean, that's not everybody on this whole salary cap. Well, you know, it's keeping prices down. No, what salary cap also do, you have to look at the other side. It forces teams like the Pirates, they'd have to spend a certain amount of money too. So they'd probably be better than they are now. Anyway, that's it. So he's talking about the possible expansion team. So for sake of argument, everybody seems to agree if they do expand, Nashville would get one team. And people have been debated, and I don't think they're going to go to Montreal, as much as that would be cool, because you love your Expo hat, and that would bring that back, and I do too. You're talking maybe Portland or a team in North Carolina. Okay, so for argument's sake, let's say it's Nashville and a team in North Carolina.
All right.
So he's looking at realignment. That's right, realignment, which would, traditionalists, it would get rid of the American and the National League, first of all.
Well, that's fine, because you've already homogenized the sport.
Okay, right, exactly.
I'm on board. Let me hear this.
So here's your alignment. Now, we'll deal with the playoffs later, because there's nothing that he said about it. But
now, let me help you. He's expanding them.
Well, they probably should to a certain extent, maybe to add two more teams. Maybe. Anyway, whatever. Okay, so here's your Major League Baseball divisions.
Okay.
In the Major League Baseball West, the Colorado Rockies, the Athletics, the San Francisco Giants, and the Seattle Mariners.
No, it's the worst division in baseball. Why would I do that?
Mariners are pretty damn good.
Yeah, and the other three teams, you can't form a functional.
Well, the Giants aren't, but the Giants spend money. The Giants want to compete.
Okay, so where are the Dodgers and Padres?
The Southwest. The Dodgers, Angels, Padres, and Diamondbacks.
So we're doing four teams.
We're having 8 four-team divisions.
Okay, all right. Let me keep listening.
Okay. The Midwest, the Royals, Cardinals, Reds, and the Nashville team.
Wow. You may as well call that the WIC card division. I mean, those teams combined have a payroll of 10 cents.
The Great Lakes division.
Tell me we're in this division.
The Cubs, White Sox, Brewers, and Twins.
Oh, man. I like that division. That division's a war.
The South division.
Okay.
The Rangers, the Astros, the Rays, and the Marlins. Now, these are just, he never said which how this is going to be. This is what people are proposing possibly. That could be obviously tweaks. The Mid-Atlantic division, the expansion team from North Carolina.
Yeah, Baltimore, D.C.
Baltimore, D.C., and Atlanta.
Okay. And then where are the Tigers? Did we get relegated?
No. The Tigers are in the North division with the Pirates, the Guardians, the Blue Jays, and the Tigers.
Where are the Yankees?
The Yankees are in the East with the Mets, Red Sox, and Phillies. Oh, you talk about a powerhouse. Oh, yeah.
Nice competitive balance. Oh, my God.
What a division that is, huh?
Look, I think...
four franchises that basically, although some people could argue about the Red Sox, that were the ownership, wants to win.
Look, I'm not against a reorganization. Okay. Look, I miss having the Tigers in the AL East like when I was a kid.
I know.
Okay. I'm not against it. I'm not beholden to tradition of ALNL. You've homogenized the sport. The rules are the same. But my issue is there's no reason for expansion as it would pertain to the game. Let me explain. You already cannot find 9 major league hitters for every team every night. The idea that you would then create 2 more franchises that require hundreds of players, It is a further dilution of the product without a salary cap, by the way.
Right.
That it is a bad product. Look, we have the Tigers here. And what's the first thing you said to me?
Tigers.
Like, I know they're good, but they're hard to watch.
Yes,
they're annoying.
Exactly.
Mike, and we're a good team.
Right.
What do you think people in most other cities are going through right now? The reality is they're not watching their baseball team.
Right.
So, A, I don't want to add 2 teams. B, I would be fine with realigning this thing, but getting rid of the crossover. I'm done with interleague play. It's been about 25 years of it. I'm all set.
Well, so let's say you had, you're going to have expansion eventually, because that's the way sports is, unfortunately. So you're going to have 32 teams, let's say.
Yeah, and I'll just play to 16 in my side of the bracket. I think if you broke it up and if you're not doing a salary cap, you'd have to have an eye on payroll.
But if you're right, but if you're not doing American and National, you're just having
East and West.
Okay.
My point is, there are certain teams that are in the NL that geographically would fit better in the AL and vice versa.
Right. Well, this does have that.
Exactly. So my point is, if we did 2 8-team divisions in each side with a hyper focus on your divisional play, no crossover. You play the World Series when you play the World Series. I'm not against it. I'm not going to kick and scream and yell about Doubleday Field in Cooperstown. No. But I just think this particular plan, the competitive imbalance of what you just laid out, no, I'd reject that.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. From a competitive imbalance standpoint, there are a couple of those 4-team pods. That's the difference between playing in the SEC and playing junior college. Give me a break.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you look at what they are right now, but the Cardinals are usually good. Yeah, so the pods by this one, and this comes from Yahoo, Royals, Cardinals, Reds, and then an expansion team. Well, Cincinnati doesn't spend any money, but they're fun to watch. Right, the Cardinals are usually good, and they don't spend money. In Kansas City, they're obviously. Then you have the Great Lakes with the Cubs and Whites.
Couple of them are good. Brewers. The Northeast is stupid. Yankees, Mets, Phillies, Red Sox. I mean, you may as well play those games in the Coliseum. We play to the death.
They would call that. They'd call that the hate division.
It would be.
Because all teams, they all hate each other. That would be great.
But
I
do think you're tapping into something with the plan is that baseball, yes, it used to be called America's pastime. It's not anymore. Baseball is now, and in my opinion, will forever be a regional sport.
Yes.
Meaning.
No, there's no doubt. It's like hockey.
More than any other sport, you follow your team and no one else. Very few people are going to tune into Dodgers, Padres when they're a Tiger fan.
No.
Now the NFL and it's Rams, Chargers, you're watching.
Correct.
Baseball doesn't have
it. No.
I like the geography. I like the realignment. I just don't like the way that was done.
Correct. Well, I'm sure obviously that's just one person's
But the
opinion.
Expansion, you're insane. We already have a team that's homeless pushing a cart around with pop bottles in it. Tampa Bay. You have the A's right. playing in Sacramento.
Right before they go to Las Vegas.
You have a number of teams that have no interest in being a baseball team. I can't sit here and act like expansion is anything I would vote for.
No, I wouldn't vote for it either. But when the expansion fees come out, you know the owners are going to vote for it. So it's going to happen eventually.
But again, it's... I'm not mad at you for saying it. I get tired of that always being the answer.
But it is.
No, because it doesn't justify it.
No, I know. I agree with you. Look,
you already have plenty of owners pocketing the rev share check. And then it's like, it's terrible for the sport. Yeah, well, the owners are just going to get their money. Right, but we talk about it as fans. It's awful for the sport.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, look, I always believe less is more. I mean,
including seeing your family. Congratulations.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We got a topic for Thursday. Yes. Stoney's essentially a bachelor. He will have more days alone this month than he will seeing his family.
I know.
You're like a long-haul truck driver.
I know.
We'll do that Thursday.
Absolutely.
But now, listen, if you guys have comments about it, I appreciate you bringing it up. It's interesting. I like some of the ideas. I don't like the layout.
And, you know, look, a lot of us, and you did it in the beginning, the preamble, you know, give Manfred some crap. I will say this about him. He knows there's a problem. He's trying to fix the problem. Yeah. Pitch clock. And then the strangest idea of all was that golden batter thing.
Golden ball.
Right. They're trying to do something.
They need to do is start with, does every owner have an interest in actually trying?
Yes.
And I'm not, listen, guys, facts are mean. You play in one of the worst divisions in baseball, if not the worst. Okay? Thank God the Tigers play here and not in a real division, and we're the benefactor of it.
Yes.
I'll take a playoff berth any way I can get it. But my point is you should never be able to say that. I mean, this division entirely is economically unsustainable. Cleveland is one of the cheapest teams in the league. Minnesota, we're selling, we're not selling, we're $400 million in debt, and the payroll's going down two straight years.
Right, because the guy who they counted on buying the team is now going to take over the White Sox eventually, and that's Ishbia's brother.
Correct, and the White Sox have been tearing it down, mm-hmm. and Reinsdorf is interested in cashing out. This is an entire division.
Yes.
You don't hear about that in the NFL.
No.
Why?
Because revenue sharing.
Rev sharing. Yes. But the money has to go back into the product up to a certain threshold. That should be the rule. I'm not asking owners to be poor, but I'm asking owners that, hey, if we're going to do this rev share deal, you have to have a cap. Without the cap, all the poor owners do is pocket the money.
Right.
All the rich owners do is spend the money.
Well,
it creates a bigger gap.
The owners want the cap. You have to convince Tony Clark and his gray hair and his beard to accept it.
The best thing the owners could do is just break the players' union, lock it out, miss the whole season, get the cap. I'm tired of it otherwise. We were just back here in 2020 at the height of COVID.
Right.
Doing this stupid labor war dispute stuff. One side's got to dig in and break the other. I'm tired of this dance.
Yeah.
Or they can all be on a boat to Greenland.
And it's
see
weird.
You later.
In the Tigers division, it would be fair to say, I mean, I'm not that familiar with, was it David Glass, whoever owns the Royals, but the Tigers might have the best ownership in the division. And that's...
Would you like a slow clap?
No, I know. Okay. I know, but I'm saying.
Let's get back to football. It's less depressing. Lions news you can use.
Or is it?
I got some positives. 97.1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.